You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and A-Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, their ZDX is the most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
I'm delighted to be joined by former Premier League great Patrick Vieira, now Crystal Palace manager. Pat, thanks for joining us today. Let's go back to last summer when the job became available. What attracted you to the Crystal Palace job?
Because it was in the Premier League. You know, my goal and my aim was always to manage a team in the Premier League because I strongly believe this is the most competitive league and the best league in the world. So my dream in the corner of my head was one day to manage a team, and the opportunity came, and I strongly believe I'm in the right place to really put my ideas in place, having the right support around me to allow me to express myself as a manager.
When you talk about those messages and thoughts, have they changed since the day you've gone in? Does getting in the job, just sitting in the chair, make it a little bit different?
Yes, it's make a difference because obviously when you are an ex-player going into a managing, there's a lot of eyes on the top on you to see how you will perform as a manager. But you know, I was expecting that, and this is why I believe that is the right place for me, because like the foundation in this football club is strong enough to allow me to work well. You know, we have Dougie as a sporting director. We have the chairman who is a massive Palace fan and know the club up and down, and working with them, I think, allowed me to learn faster and to put my ideas in place much quicker.
I remember playing against Patrick Vieira, the footballer in midfield, getting bruised and kicked and going head to head. But we see Steven Gerrard, we've seen Frank Lampard. Does being a former great player add a bit of pressure to your job? Is it sometimes a help or can it be a hindrance?
I think I think he had more pressure. There's no doubt about it. And I think you can get inside the dressing room and you can get the players on board straight away because players remembered you as a player and all the stuff like that. So I think you can get players on board. But getting the players on board, you will get them on board for the first 2-3 weeks. Because what will make you convince them that you are a manager and a good manager is about how you're going to put your ideas in cross, what you will want them to do, how clear your message has to be for them to really understand what they want and what they expect from you. Being an ex-player is good because the first 2 weeks make it a little bit more easy. Then after, of course, it's not going to be enough to earn the respect from the players.
We're nearly halfway through the season now. How would you assess where you are and how's COVID affected the way you've been able to work and what you've been able to do?
We are in a situation where I'm really pleased with the way that we played so far because we make a lot of changes. There's a new ideas of approaching the game, new players coming in the team with not much or not at all experience of the Premier League. So I'm pleased with what we've been doing the last 6 months, football-wise, but a little bit frustrated because I believe we're making too much mistakes as well that cost us the win. So, you know, there's a balance here to find, because I think to build a team, you will need to be consistent, but to be consistent, you need to go through different periods during the season. We learn a lot about the mistakes that we make. We reacted well, so we have to keep growing as a team. And I think what we've been doing with the number of new players we have in our football club, I'm quite really pleased with where we are. But on a number of points, I would like to have more points. Regarding the COVID, obviously every single club having the same difficulties, because at the moment we've been testing every day. You can put training in place, you can have a plan for the game, and things can change from one day to the other ones because you don't know who is going to test positive. I think every single club have the same problem, and we just have to accept it and try to anticipate those kind of difficulties that we will face.
I managed to talk to Thierry a few months ago, and Lee Dixon's part of our team at NBC, and they talk a lot about the culture that Arsene Wenger had at Arsenal. Can you explain what culture is and what you're trying to do to build a culture at Crystal Palace?
I've been really lucky to play at Arsenal and to play too from for different football clubs worldwide. And my experience is about how and what you need to do to allow yourself to play at that level. And one of my responsibility, obviously, will be to bring those experience to the players about how you have to look after yourself, what is the sacrifice that you will have to make every day to fulfill your potential. Because we have some young players who are quite really good, but they are not there yet. But to get there, you will need to make those sacrifices. You will have to work well, to work hard, to fulfill that potential. So with my staff, we have to guide those players to fulfill that potential. And to do that, we need to put some rules, I would say, around the training ground, around the football club, to allow the players to keep challenging themselves, but at the same time, how can we live well together? So I'm really lucky because, to be honest with you, it's an easy job because we have a really good group of players. And I think that is what this football club has been doing really well. It's about recruiting good players, but recruiting as well good persons. And it is an easy group to manage.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk about those young players. Probably the standout has been Conor Gallagher, on loan from Chelsea. Everybody's talking about him at the moment. Just tell us how good he is. What's the potential? What kind of a kid is he to work with?
He has a potential to be an international player. He has a potential to be in a different level. What I love about him is his work ethic. He wants to challenge himself. He wants to learn. He will be the last one in the training because he will want to practice. He loves the game and he wants to full his potential. And that is why I strongly believe that he has what it takes to be a top player.
And these other young players like Guyi, Eche Elise, Mitchell, you've got a mix of young and older players. Is that something that works well? Are the older players sort of steering some of the young ones through?
Yeah, I think when you are a young player, you are a little bit the lack of experience. And that experience has to come with some of the players because with experience, we know that for young players to express himself with confidence and belief, he need to surround it by experienced players that can take the pressure off the shoulder of those young players. And I think the balance is quite good with the Wilfried Zaha, the James Tomkins, the Maka, Luca. We have those good role model experienced players who guiding those young players to again full those their potential.
Yeah, you talk about those young players and the potential. It's one of the questions I would ask that as a great player, and we talked about sometimes how difficult it might be. They often say great players don't make great managers.
That can happen as well, you know.
Is the job as hard as you thought it'd be? Is it different? You know, do you get frustrated when players maybe can't do things quite as good as you might have been able to?
No. I think the difficulty is when I decided to go into managing is, when you are a player, you're a little bit individual. You always think about yourself, you know. You just think about how you can prepare yourself to perform in the weekend. So when you're going into that job as a manager, you became last because you are thinking about the player, you're thinking about the training, you're thinking about the staff, and then you start to think about yourself. So the transition was challenging the first couple of months, I will say it. Then after, it's just to accept the fact that I'm not a player anymore. So that's why having those experiences with Manchester City under 21, with New York, with Nice, allowed me to really understand that I don't exist anymore. I am a manager. I have to think like a manager. And it's all about the players. And that is, I think, those journey that I had allowed me to be clear in my mind who I am today.
Obviously, knowing you personally and as an ex-player and watching you join Crystal Palace, I've been watching your games and seeing form, and you've had a lot of sort of heartbreak draws late on when you should have won, maybe defeats that came that should have been draws. When things aren't going well and you have to pick the players up, is there somebody you go to? Is Arsene Wenger somebody who's a phone call away? Do you go to any other people in the game?
I speak with Arsene quite a while. We keep in touch. He's calling me and asking me how things are going. I call him and ask him about one or two things about the game and himself. He's obviously someone that I can take a phone and call and speak about one of the two situations that I have and how to manage it, because I think he has this this experience that I think can open my eyes and guide me to make the right decision. And I think it's always important to have somebody that I think to talk with and to exchange. And yes, if I have to pick up somebody, will be Arsene.
What's the biggest thing you've learnt in the job since you've taken over in the summer?
It's about, you know, sometimes in the heat of the situation, you say things that when you sleep over, you said, oh, I should wait 24 hours before saying it, you know?
Is that like tackles you used to make in the day? What you think after all, I shouldn't have made that tackle.
It wasn't my fault. It was the referee's decision was wrong. Yeah, and I think this is the process I think you're learning about is always try to make a step back and try to analyse the situation before talking about it.
I know you've had a couple of other jobs as managers, but I also know you're Patrick Vieira off the field and you're a family man. Just tell me, like, how's family life changed? How much time do you get at home now?
You don't get much time at home. You don't get much time at home because the job is really demanding. Really demanding because you need to be prepared. You need the teams to be prepared. Questions coming all around you, and you need to have the answer and the right answer. So it's taking a lot of time. But I have a family who love coming to the game or love football, and that help a lot.
Brilliant. Thanks, Pat. I'm delighted to have you to have a conversation. Delighted to see you managing in the Premier League. We wish you much success for the rest of the
season. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's nice to see you, and hopefully I will see you soon at Palace.
I'd like to come down watch training next time I'm in the UK.
Anytime.
Thank you, my friend.
Nice to see you.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.